Psalm 139. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Many people boast in their own goodness. They speak of themselves, others, the world, and even of God through what they see, through their own eyes. They speak as authorities based on their thoughts that they think in their minds. But have we ever stopped to consider, what does God see when he looks at me? What does God think when he searches my heart and everyone else's heart on the planet? What are his thoughts about us? David said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. David knew that it didn't matter what he thought about himself. All that mattered was what God thought about him. And David said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He knew that no matter where he went, the eyes of the living God, who is a consuming fire, were upon him. Nothing is hid from the heat thereof. Even in the womb, the Lord was watching him be knit together. So David cried out, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! So David from his youth did not seek to do what was right in his own eyes, but he lived to do what was right in the Lord's eyes. He did not live to approve or excuse himself according to his own thoughts. But he yielded his heart and mind to the Lord, so that he might be pleased with him. David hated the wicked and those who hated the Lord. He was grieved with them, and wanted no part of their evil ways. His desire was to love who God loved, and hate who God hates, to walk pure and upright in the Lord's eyes. But David failed at times to please the Lord. And although the Lord loved David and fought for him and gave him sure mercies, David did not always do right in the Lord's eyes. And so as a prophet, he wrote this psalm, foretelling of the one that would come, whom the Father would love above all others. The one who would always do what was right and pleasing in his Father's sight. The one who, whether he ascended into heaven or descended into hell, the Father would be right there with him in spirit, loving and guiding him and strengthening him to fulfill all his will. The one who would allow his body to be broken so that many souls could enter in and be formed as a new body, curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. The one in whose book all his members are written, being fashioned together by the work of the eternal Spirit. For truly our Lord Jesus could proclaim, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." For the voice of the Father came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Father anointed him with the oil of gladness above all his fellows, because he loved righteousness, true righteousness, what is right in the Father's eyes, and he hated with a perfect hatred wickedness. Oh, the depth of the wisdom and knowledge and riches of Christ Jesus our Lord! Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So let us worship God in the Spirit. Let us rejoice in Christ Jesus and everything He is. Let us put no confidence in the flesh. Let us not look after things through our own eyes or judge after our own thoughts. But let us be like little children, like babies, and just learn to trust in our Lord Jesus. Let us learn to abide in Him. Let us follow Him as His sheep, and know that His hand shall lead us, and His right hand shall hold us. And let us cry out like David, and say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So that His eyes, which are as a flame of fire, can search us thoroughly and burn up all evil within us, so that we may be pure as He is pure, and so that we may be holy as He is holy, and so that He may lead us in the way of everlasting life. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine." He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Psalm 139.